Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
We'll be right back.
Good thing, boy. anymore. Looking so good to me, baby. Looking so good to me. You are saying, baby, got a good keeping it real, y'all. Okay. Come on, keeping it funky. Keeping it real.
We making it funky. We making it funky. We making it funky. We making it funky. We making it.
Keeping it funky. Keeping it real, y'all. Come on, keep it funky, keep it real.
Baby's got a good thing. Baby's got a good thing for me. If baby's got a good thing. If baby's got a good thing for me. Baby's got a good thing. Baby's got a good thing. Baby's got a good thing. Baby's got a good thing for me.
Flaps. scream. You like my country flow? You like my country flow? I got your heads all back and like some yo-yo. You like my country flow? You like my country flow? I got your heads all back and like some yo-yos. Oh yeah. Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I honestly was debating going back and forth this morning if I was going to do the show. I had a rough night sleeping, and you know, sometimes life just kind of gets in the way, and it's like, what do? You know, do you push through it and act like everything's okay, or do you just kind of stop and take care of yourself? So, you know, I was up. My body was actually awake. The alarm didn't even have to go off to get me up this morning, and right up into the last minute, I decided to go ahead and do the show, and I'm glad, because sometimes you just need to hear some music, you know, some music that just makes you feel a little bit better. So welcome to Morning Coffee with Flav. I'm glad that I came. I hope that you're glad that you're up and hanging out with me this morning. I opened up today's show with a new piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson called Construction Phase, going into my big brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, with his piece, The Lonely Son. Then I had to play a piece by my dear, dear cousin down there in Vegas, Funky Z, with his piece, Good Thing, going into my favorite country artist, David Britt, with Country Flow. I hope you're digging the music that I play, because you know it's only about supporting, you know, underground independent artists here on Flava Marlux Radio. You know, as I was saying, you know, life just kind of throws you a curveball sometimes, and, you know, you're not always prepared, but it definitely is up to us and how we choose to receive what we're faced with and how we maneuver through it, because, you know, we make it through all things. We're survivors. We definitely, you know, and I'm not even going to say that there's a dark cloud or anything like that. It's just, you know, when life just throws you a curve that you didn't see coming or whatever, and it just kind of throws you off balance, and that's, you know, kind of how I'm feeling this morning, how I felt last night. But, you know, just like I posted a picture of the view from my window here in my office, you know, sometimes to change something around, you can look at something, you can listen to something, you can read something, and change the experience to kind of change that outcome. And that's definitely where I am right now, is just trying to hold on to things that are just, you know, make me happy, make me feel good, and give thanks for the blessings in my world, because trust and believe, I have a whole lot of blessings. So I hope that you feel the same way too. This is hump day. This is Wednesday. It's that day that I like to come and be able to spend a little time with you as we start this day and just kind of meet and greet and, you know, maybe bring some sunshine into your day. It definitely looks like it's going to be, I think, a good day today. I don't know. There's a little bit of gray out there, but I do see the sun coming through. So, you know, and it's not too cold out because I had to run and take the recycle out because it's trash day. But it's not terribly cold, you know, outside. It kind of feels good. So, you know, I'm just going to, you know, do some things that just kind of make me feel good and do some things that take care of myself today. I've got a lot of projects to work on behind the scenes, so I may not be online so much today. We'll just see. I think I might just keep myself busy with some busy work and all of that. But I think there's different ways that we can take care of ourselves. You know, I am big in prayer and meditation, so of course I do that. Of course, music can definitely turn things around. Whether it means that, you know, you want to own your feelings or you want to be taken out of that zone. Yesterday, my daughter and I, we went to the gym, and, you know, that was really good to just kind of, you know, get some cardio in and stuff, and the gym was packed, so everybody must have wanted, you know, well, obviously wanted to work out. because it was packed. We didn't stay as long as we normally do because the machines were so busy, but, you know, we got a nice 30-minute cardio in, so that was really, really good. And, you know, came home, did some family cooking, spent some family time. And, you know, this is when, you know, hopefully everybody has somebody that they can lean on, somebody that they can turn to, even if it's just family. You know, when you go through a crisis and all of that, you know, this is when hopefully family pulls together and, you know, and shows each other support. Let me tell you about Sherry Gordy's competition, though. If you are in the Seattle area, I hope you come out to Lucky Dragon's Casino up here in Skyway to show your support to the finalists that made it to the finals for this 5-week competition. It is an opportunity for an artist to win airfare for two, hotel accommodations for 2 nights, 3 days, and a slot to perform on Sherry Gordy's stage. To me, this is a big thing. It really, really is, because artists talk about all the time wanting to take things to the next level, wanting to get out of their own city and perform in front of other people. But this is a big stage. This is a big production. And so this gives you an opportunity to even take it a little bit further than, you know, what you might think that you would have an opportunity to do, you know, outside of your own city. And so there's some great talents that won, you know, week 1 through 4. Definitely some great talents. And I look forward to see, you know, who's going to make it, who's going to be chosen, you know, to represent us down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Prayers go out to Sherry Gordy, her mother and family, because they are by the bedside of Uncle Frenchie up there in Detroit. So prayers going up for he and the family. And hopefully Sherry's going to be able to make it, you know, back here to Seattle for the finals. But I definitely understand, because she is with family right now, like I said, by the bedside of her Uncle Frenchie. So please join me in prayer for that. What else can I say that's going on? I've got some wonderful people that I work with, wonderful, wonderful people. And so, you know, we're working on projects. Some exciting things are happening. A dream is going to be coming true for me. I'm not going to talk about it too much, because I just want the proposal and everything put in place and everything finalized. But I'm excited that I have an amazing colleague out on the East Coast that wants to partner with me and my partners to, you know, do something out here in Seattle that I've been dreaming about doing. And this dream's been going on for a few years. And now it's going to become a reality. So that's really, really exciting for me. I'm so very, very blessed. I am so very, very blessed with the people that I am connected to and the people that believe in me. I want to talk about relationships. You know, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's your partner, your business partner, your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, you know, whatever the relationship is, business partner, you need to build win-wins. You know, you need to build win-wins. And I think that we need to take the time to reflect on our own selves in the relationship and what we bring to the table and what kind of energy we're putting off. It's so easy to blame the other party. It really, really is. And in a sense, I think that we need to stop doing that. I do believe that there are people who can work things out and continue to be together, and I think that there are people who bring out the worst in each other, and it's just really not good to continue the connection and the relationship. I was having a conversation with my colleague yesterday, and you know, we were talking about how, you know, some people in our own city have kind of bad blood with each other, and, you know, for who knows what the real foundation of the bad blood is. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, other people have to have bad blood. It may just really come down to just a conflict in personalities that it just, you know, certain personalities do not work well together. Certain people do not bring out the best in each other for whatever reason that is. You know, you can't necessarily put your finger on it, but, you know, there are people who definitely love me and appreciate me, and there are people who do not like me at all. Some, you know, I don't understand it all, and I stopped trying to figure that out. You know, and I'm okay with the fact that there are people who don't like me. And there are people I don't like, you know, out there. That's the bottom line. There are people I don't like. There are people who don't bring out the best in me. There are people that I just don't see eye to eye with, that it's just not, excuse me, a good fit. So usually on this show, I kind of like to talk about, you know, how to take care of ourselves. And when I talk about stories on my shows, it is not saying that I've got life figured out. It is not saying that I've even got things figured out in what I'm talking about, or that I'm able to practice what I preach at all points. But I know that the things that I do speak on are real things. You know, I do believe in the things that I speak on. Even if in a moment, you know, it's a struggle for me. Sometimes when we talk about it and we remind ourselves, it helps keep that information at the forefront of our mind. And it shows that we are aware of where we need to be. But let me scroll down my list and, you know, jump into some more music today. I think I'm just kind of wanting to bounce around, just, you know, playing some music that makes me feel good. And, you know, just, you know, even artists that just make me feel good. So I'm going to take you out to the East Coast and play a friend, a dear, dear friend of mine, an amazing gospel singer and ordained minister. This is my dear friend G. Wright with Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray,
oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray. It is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you, yeah. For our nation, for salvation, for deliverance.
Pray,
please pray,
yeah. Before you
oh,
before
we feel. It's not often one reveals the
deepest secret
of their conscience. This could be a religious threat to me, especially if this to you is just unattractive flattery. Weightless and effortless, the thought of your kiss brought me this. I'm high in the sky, and I feel I won't know how to land. If my insecurities get the best of me, keep me in flight.
Keep me in flight.
You know, sometimes you just need to put the music on to let it take you outside of yourself. I'm glad that I woke up and did the show today. It was a struggle, and yes, I went back and forth as to whether I should do it or not. But you know what? I'm glad that I did, because it gives me comfort. You know, being able to choose and select artists that mean something to me, that I'm connected to, that makes me smile, that creates and produces wonderful music. In this last set, I played my dear, dear, dear friend, G. Wright. We go back to the MySpace days. We go back to our first days on Blog Talk Radio, oh, so many years ago. And I played his piece, Just Pray. You know, sometimes we just need to stop and pray. You know, I know that there are people out there who don't believe in God, that do not believe in a higher power. But I think that we all have this sense of understanding where we stop and say, oh man, can you please just stop this burden on my shoulder? Can you just, why is this happening? And you might not even understand and realize that's the kind of a form of prayer. You know, I think that we all need to have that type of release. And I'm blessed, you know, that I have prayer in my life. I am blessed that I believe in God and a higher power. I am blessed that I understand the power and need for meditation in my world. You know, I at times get hit from a whole bunch of angles, you know, from being Lady Flava, from being mom and daughter, and you know, life in general, you know, and sometimes I need to go into my quiet place and just let go, breathe, and relax, you know. But I think that's for some of us, putting on that good music, putting on, again, music that allows us to feel, music that, you know, takes us where we need to be, you know. So that's what I'm doing this morning, is I'm playing music that's just something I need for me. So I hope that you can embrace it also. After G. Wright, I played a wonderful man up here in the Pacific Northwest. When I see him, he always smiles, and he gives me the best hugs. You know how you can hug people, and some it's just kind of that sideways pat, you know. Walter Fitch gives the straightforward, just big, you know, like, man, I'm glad we're here in this moment hug. And I don't see him often, you know, but when I do, it is the absolute best. And I played his piece, Secret Place. Going into my business partner, my best friend, I love this man to death, Mark Van Claggett. And I played a piece that he dedicated, you know, to two people that he lost in his life, his father, who passed, and one of his, you know, artist friends that he used to perform with, Jamie. And Mark means the world to me, you know. God could not have blessed me with a better, you know, business partner. Yet I could say that for all my business partners. But Mark is somebody who's gentle and kind. He's got a very calm demeanor about him, and it's almost like he knows how to calm my spirit, because I'm the one who's more excitable. And he believes in me. And there is nothing better than to have people in your corner that believe in you. And he trusts me, you know? And that relationship for me is really, really good. Just like my relationship with Lamont Carey and J.C. Cage from Black Sax. I'm really blessed to have those three men in my life. And Alvin Horn, my big brother. You know, I am so blessed. I know it's kind of weird that it's all men that are my business partners, my foundation, you know, but they are. And they keep me sane. They keep me sane, and they love me, and they believe in me, and they trust me, and I'm just blessed. I'm just very, very blessed. So, again, I played Mark Van Claggett's Windsor Mill Road, going into Tanya Tiet with her piece, Beautiful. Written and produced by Paris Toon. Paris is another amazing, amazing man that I work with in this industry. And he works so hard. But he has a heart. He has a heart, and you can feel it, whether he's happy, whether he's sad and frustrated, or he is proud. And he just, you know, he wears his feelings on his shirt sleeve, you know, and I love that about him. I really do, because he's sincere with it. He's passionate with it. And, you know, sometimes it's refreshing when you just can understand that people are people. And life is not perfect. And sometimes I think people try to fake the funk too much. And then the other times I think people just bitch too much. You know, I think we need to be balanced, you know. And if you're bitching too much, that means there's something in your world that is so not right that needs to be changed. And it may simply be you and your own attitude. You know, again, I started out at the top of this show that, you know, I'm faced with some, you know, family crisis right now. And, you know, I need to be aware of how to take care of myself through it. And I'm not stepping away from my work. I'm not going to let it do that, you know. And I'm going to try my best not to own any of it. But you know what? When it comes down to family, you know, stuff affects us, right? It just really does. But there's a way of being able to sidestep it and take care of ourselves, and to understand that it exists and it's going on, and make it through those times. And so, you know, that's what I want to impress upon you this morning, is that, you know, no matter what you're going through, we within ourselves can make it easier on ourselves. You know, maybe it's because of somebody else's life, you know, that is affecting us. Because the bottom line is when you love and care for somebody, when it's family, whatever, it affects us as much as we don't want to claim that. But there's ways that we can take care of us. And so, you know, I'm just going to keep working. I'm just going to keep working on my projects. I've got some great things. I've got, you know, wonderful people in my corner that I'm working on projects with right now, and I'm just going to keep working on that. And, and you know, move forward, and, you know, and maybe I might get a little quiet online, because I think that it might be good for me to just work on my projects behind the scene and just really, really focus on that and get some, you know, letters written and proposals written and, you know, follow-ups made and stuff. And it's time-consuming when you get into that zone. And so I think I might just really kind of delve into that, you know, for a few days or whatever, so I may not be online. And actually, I haven't been online as much because I have been busy. But again, if you're in Seattle, please come out to the Lucky Dragons Casino up here in Skyway. This is my community, and I believe in this community, and I want to see it flourish. You know, it's kind of gotten a bad rap, but it really is a great place, and I love living in Skyway. So come out and, you know, support our local talents and help make the decision and who should move on and represent us in Las Vegas on Sherry Gordy's stage. Cross my fingers that Sherry Gordy's going to be able to be there, but I'm not sure because she's going through her own family, you know, crisis. So definitely please keep Sherry Gordy, her mother and family, in prayers as they are by the bedside of her Uncle Frenchie in Detroit. I'm going to close out with a piece of somebody I've been connected with, you know, from the beginning of being on Facebook. Started playing his music in 2009, you know, here on the radio. And he's just one of those artists that always makes me feel good. And it's a blessing because he's got a strong faith base, strong. I think that's refreshing to me, you know, when you connect with people who also believe in God and have a strong faith. It helps kind of keep things balanced for me, and that's exactly what Robert G does. So I'm going to play his brand new single called All This Love Is For You. Again, Robert G.
Oh, baby.
I would not do. I would not give it to you.
Hey. I do is shake my head and smile, 'cause you really drive me wild, babe. I know you heard about me all over town, about the love I'm putting down. But the truth they don't know for sure. Now the truth, my dear, is knocking at your door. All this love is waiting for you. This love is waiting for you. All this love is waiting for you. You. Yeah, baby.
I wanna give it to you.
Yeah, baby.
Come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava. Closing out today's show, I played Robert G with All This Love Is For You, going into a Pacific Northwest talent, Miss Tiffany Wilson, with her piece Happy. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played today. As I close out this show, I was thinking about the days when I was a domestic violence advocate before I became Lady Flava, and we would sit with our clients and we would come up with a plan of action of how to keep them safe called safety plans. You know what? Let's think about how we can keep ourselves emotionally safe and what we can do for ourselves when we're faced with crisis or, you know, struggling situations. You know, there's always ways that we can take care of ourselves. And, you know, for me, I'm thinking on the fact of I believe in prayer. I'm thinking on the fact that I am into meditation. And I'm thinking of the fact of how art can help change where I am in the moment. You know, yesterday, I had an amazing author on my show, Miss Beeberry Barbara Grosvenor. And I've been having a struggle with reading. It was something that I loved to do in my past, but for the last few years I've had a real struggle with reading. And she was coming on my show and I felt so horrible that I had not read her book, but I got in a zone and I read her book in less than 24 hours. And you know what, I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that that was kind of like my breakthrough of my reading block. So I'm going to try to get back into reading. Of course, music can always take me there too, even if I need to cry, you know, to find something that kind of hits that emotion, or music that just soothes me, calms my spirit, or makes me happy, or makes me want to dance, or makes me want to, you know, exercise. You know, music can do that. So I want to leave you with this, that find your way to safety plan for your heart and soul. It's not always about, you know, the physical safety of your well-being, but sometimes it's about, you know, the emotional well-being, your mental well-being, your safety of just keeping yourself within you at peace. And whatever that is, find that place and reflect on it and go there when you need to go there, you know? Look in that mirror as you start this day and know that that person that's looking back at you, is with you, loves you, and thinks you are an absolutely amazing person. If you step outside and embark on a journey outside of your doors today, share a smile with a stranger. You know, if you're having a struggle, even sometimes when you fake the funk and you put a smile on and you smile at somebody else, it's amazing how it can change that person's day. But guess what? A smile, even when you're faking the funk, can bring a sense of joy and peace into your own day. I care about you, and I thank you so much for joining me here every Wednesday at Morning Coffee with Flava. You know, if it was not for you guys, I would not exist as the artist cheerleader. So have a great, great day. I plan on doing the same. And we will meet again here at the Coffee House next Wednesday with Morning Coffee with Flava.